The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
It's mailbag time. We've got big news on Trevor Lawrence, Zach Moss, Marquise Brown. We've got a scenario where we might actually be convincing Dan to start Boston Scott. That's how desperate he is for a running back in the league. We have, I've seen some short sleeve shirts on Dan, but this one might be.
This is not a short, guys. This is not nothing short about it. Look at this. This is a normal length.
It's a little. It's not as bad as I thought. It's not as bad.
This is not bad at all. It just rides up for some reason on the podcast, and then everybody sees it and makes their comments. Okay.
I think I know why.
Normal size shirt for a normal size pint sized human being like myself.
All right. Well, happy Friday or Saturday to everybody, and happy to be here. Two more mailbags left. Dan, did you vote for us yet for the Sports Podcast Awards?
Obviously. I'm always the one leading that and retweeting it.
All right. Excellent. I was going to send a tweet during the game on Thursday. I forgot. So vote for us.
I didn't see the best male podcast. I didn't see
best male hosted podcast. But if you're trying to make
what's the joke?
Best male host.
There's
only one nominee. I'm the only nominee for that one. So they don't even let you vote. So they're going to send me the trophy. All right. Let's get to the news and notes here. Zach Wilson's out. Trevor Siemian will start. Trevor Lawrence, it's unfreaking believable. He might play. He is better than a coin flip to play. So, and I just got some news that Tyreek Hill, that Mike McDaniel feels good about Tyreek Hill. He did rule out offensive lineman Rob Hunt, though. Not right tackle Austin Jackson, but Tyreek Hill looks like he'll play. But Trevor Lawrence might play. Unbelievable. Zach Moss did not practice, so he is probably not going to play. And Marquise Brown is out. So with this relevant news, Jamie, of no Zach Wilson, maybe Lawrence, probably not.
Did you catch anything on? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I'm still talking.
Recap that first.
Probably not Zach Moss. Give me your rankings for the following players. Calvin Ridley, if Lawrence plays. Garrett Wilson, Jonathan Taylor, and Breece Hall.
Taylor, Hall, Wilson, Ridley.
Oh, I think I had to go Taylor, Ridley, Wilson, Hall. Or Hall, Wilson, I mean. I don't like Wilson with Siemian. We'll see what happens there, but
Washington is so bad.
It's so bad. I looked at something, the stats that show this is like when rubber, whatever the, nah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this wrong. So I'm not even going to go for the when rubber meets the whatever is supposed to be called, but it's the 32nd ranked, like the dead last offense versus the dead worst defense in this matchup. So like typically maybe that should lead to something, but I have very little faith in Trevor Siemian.
I have a lot of faith in Calvin Ridley if Trevor Lawrence plays.
That's how I feel too. I feel like him and Taylor are my two favorites.
I hope so.
He's definitely going to have his hands on a football in the end zone. I don't know what's going to happen after that.
If it's going to catch it. Yeah. If it's going to be ruled to catch it. Yeah. Can I ask you guys if you have any thoughts on the Chiefs running back situation? Cause I saw yesterday that Jerick McKinnon didn't practice. And so I was trying to get a gauge on what you guys feel is going to happen there. If I think we all assume Pacheco will be back, supposed to be. But is he coming back to a big workload? If McKinnon is out, does that mean Clyde just takes over those passing down snaps? Like, where are we at with that?
I would guess that McKinnon was probably a veteran rest day because it was their first day of practice for the week because they played Monday. If he's out and if Pacheco's out, then Clyde is a top 10 guy. I mean, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Actually, for your desperation play, if that happens, then Eric.
Well, that's why I asked.
It's not happening.
Clyde.
Pacheco practiced in full, so I don't want to even put that thought out. That was on Thursday.
Playing, yeah.
McKinnon, he was listed with a groin injury, which I believe he hurt 2 weeks ago. And in week 15, he was also on the injury report with a groin injury, but he did practice in full with the groin injury. They did give him the day off on Wednesday, or on Thursday rather, which was their first practice of the week because they play on Monday because of the groin. I shouldn't say they gave him the day off. He missed the day. I feel like it's probably just a day off. And unfortunately, by the time people are listening to this, they're going to have another practice report. But Pacheco is going to play, it seems. I feel pretty confident about that. I got a Saquon Barkley stat that might blow your mind, but before that, sportspodcastawards.com. There's also a link in the episode descriptions on YouTube and anywhere you listen. Sportspodcastawards.com. Go there, click on Vote Now at the top, and the category is Best Fantasy Betting and Gaming Podcast. Click on Fantasy Football Today, answer like three questions. It takes 10 seconds. It's the easiest one. And please vote for us. sportspodcastawards.com. And again, just click on vote. Do I have that URL right? Sports podcast. Yeah, it changes it to sportspodcastgroup.com. But either way, sportspodcastawards.com. We would love for you to help us. It'd be a nice holiday gift for us if you could vote for us. And I promise you it is super, super quick. Saquon Barkley.
I'm right now.
Thank you, Jamie. Saquon Barkley in his last three games, he has 41 carries.
Oh, by the way, speaking of nominations, I nominated us for award for long form video using our podcast video. And I just realized I picked you wearing your hair looks awful and your shirt is terrible.
Really?
Isn't that every podcast for Adam?
Yes.
Oh, no, you got to change that.
I can't. I already sent it.
Oh, crap.
look at his hair right now.
Because of that, I'm going to blame you.
You could think the guy would stand to comb a little bit, like do something with that thing, a little bit.
It looks good in the mirror.
When you go on before a show. What mirror? What mirror, dude? Like that thing is all over the place this morning. Like, you just went on a show. Like, give it a quick something.
I did. That's the thing. I swear to God, I did. I put water in it and everything, and I thought it was fine. And I came here, I sat down. It looks terrible. Anyway, Saquon Barkley in his last three games.
I found Adam's mirror. He looks in the mirror. Goes like this.
He has 41 carries. 31 of his 41 carries have been for three or fewer yards. And 21 of them have been for two or fewer yards. I mean, he's got a ton of negative. 75% of his carries are three or fewer yards. He has, I think, five carries of more than 6 yards in his last three games. It's ugly. Apple Podcast questions. Now, listen, we had so many Apple Podcast questions. I really could not get to all of them. I have a bunch in here, so we'll try to go fast. I want to thank all of you for the nice reviews. I appreciate it. And let's go to Airpabon 17. Dear Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen.
Offensive lineman for the Dolphins.
I don't feel like Dan even knows that. I feel like he wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's the reindeer, Adam. Okay.
Wait, you didn't watch Just Friends?
No, that was not in a different... Okay, I will watch Just Friends, but as I told Adam on Monday... We are not doing this every week, a homework assignment kind of thing. This will be, I will watch it at some point. Oh, before the last mailbag, I will have watched it. But Adam then owes me a TV series of my choosing.
Right.
And only one season, we made the agreement, and only we have to equal its amount of time, so we make it fair. But he'll have to start a season. Then if he continues with the season, I'll be a happy man. I gave him a good TV show suggestion, and he cultured himself a little bit. The Wire. No, I'm kidding. I won't have
what
you
was
do
it
the
again?
Wire
what was
again.
The show?
No, I'm not going to have you do The Wire. I haven't decided the show
yet.
But
listen,
I'm
going to
think
Jamie,
about what I think Adam Azer would like. I'm going to think about something with only one or two seasons total.
Okay.
Or three max. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's... But it hasn't happened yet.
I have some great TV shows.
Movies?
No, TV show. Kingdom, an MMA. It's an MMA show. It is freaking great. And there was a show called Magic City that was only two seasons. And I unfortunately only saw the first season, but that was fantastic too. Now, I don't know if you caught this, Jamie, but Dan said, I have to watch one season of a show, which to him is equivalent to watching one movie.
No, no, a few movies. I'm already going to be on my second. I'm going to be on my third movie.
Okay, I've so done that's how three many movies episodes so far? Of a show. That's three episodes. No, no, no. Four
that's
episodes. Not,
that's like six.
Five
six
episodes. Episodes. Yeah, five, six episodes. I'll find a half hour show.
All right. 20-minute show. No worries about Raheem Mostert, just extra rest. And Devon Achane will play. All right, now we're going to start the questions. Here we go. Apple Podcast questions. Dear Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, half PPR, David Montgomery or Chuba Hubbard?
There's no way I'm benching Montgomery, personally.
David Montgomery or Chuba Hubbard?
Uh-huh.
Montgomery, but it's close. Chuba's been great.
Chuba has been great. The volume is going to be even more for Chuba. I would expect Chuba to get more touches in this game, but I'm going to take Montgomery in a matchup where I think he can score.
From Montalongo 13. We have a comment in here. Dan, the type
What's
of guy.
The comment? I missed it. I was looking at the notes.
Dan, the type of guy to have framed photos of the cast of Entourage in his bedroom.
Walks out the door and goes, victory!
Walks in that door. Oh, yeah! No, Entourage is a great show. I mean, I attribute to a lot of how I grew up after watching that show. And as a young adolescent watching Entourage, right in my time frame of, you know, what was I, in high school, early high school, middle school. Probably not the best show to be watching as a young developing adolescent mind, but definitely a fun one. And okay. I am pro Entourage.
Right, I currently have Geno Smith, Trevor Lawrence, and Baker Mayfield. Who would you start out of those three?
Baker as of now, maybe Lawrence.
I was going to say Baker. The matchup's great for Baker. I love the way he's playing. I watched a little bit of tape this week. It's just so – it's surprising to me to some degree, but it's also like it's such a – it makes an interesting situation for the NFL. Like if you're the Bucs next year, he's a free agent. What would you guys do if you're the Bucs right now with your quarterback situation? Because – If you give him the contract that he's going to get, because on the open market, or if you resign him, it's going to be the agent's going to use recent quarterback deals to mold this deal. It's not like they're just going to drop all of a sudden to the $20 million range, I would assume.
There's so no way he's getting a mega deal.
Franchise.
But like, what if it's a franchise tag you're thinking,
no.
Adam?
Because
yeah, that would be lot. The mega price, lot, and that would be a 1 year. You can't negotiate the cap hit if you do the franchise tag. But it's like,
give him a 2 year.
What are you thinking, Jamie?
I mean,
because that's like, I don't think he's going to accept something.
I got to be honest with you. I have so many questions to get to today that I'd
okay,
like
we can't do. We can't
up.
Do Baker Mayfield offshoot. Okay. But it's interesting. He's playing great football. I would start Baker Mayfield. That's my take.
If Trevor Lawrence plays and you start Baker Mayfield over Trevor Lawrence, you deserve to lose.
You would start Trevor Lawrence
100%. And I'm obviously
been in a great matchup.
Being
for
a
Baker.
Bit of a dramatic jerk about this for entertainment.
It's a great
purposes,
matchup for both of them.
Because I get why
it is
you,
a great matchup for both of them.
I get why you would want to start.
Jaguars even better.
No, I don't think the Jaguars are that much better than the Bucs. The Bucs are a terrific matchup.
They're giving up
matchup.
The third most points to fantasy quarterbacks.
Yeah, the Bucs are a great matchup, too. Lawrence is playing really well. Imagine he catches that pass. They rule that touchdown for Calvin Ridley. That's a 23-point game against the Ravens. That's five straight good games for him. I'd start Lawrence. Plus, he never gets hurt.
Risk of re-injury in game.
Concussion?
Probably not. The ankle?
Yeah, all right. And then give me two of three PPR. T. Higgins, Garrett Wilson, Terry McLaurin.
Not McLaurin.
Yeah, that's fair. I wouldn't bench Higgins by any means with Jamar Chase out, and I don't love Garrett Wilson with Simeon, but I'll go Simeon over McLaurin. Wilson over McLaurin.
This is from HMan12. Pick a wide receiver and two flex in PPR. Devontae Smith, Ayuk, or Ridley?
Got to see if Smith is practicing. So I would probably say if he plays, I'd bench Ridley. If he's out, you're good.
I think I'm benching Ayuk if Smith plays. I love Ayuk as a talent and receiver in the NFL.
It's only one. We need one of these receivers.
Well, then in two flex.
Yeah. I didn't read the flex options, though.
Okay. If it's one receiver, I'm going to go Ridley out of this group if Lawrence plays.
Aaron Jones and Eckler are the other possibilities of flex. I might just start
all the receivers for me.
All three receivers, right?
Yeah, unless I guess if A.J. Dillon's out, Aaron Jones looks more attractive, but I probably would still stick with the receivers.
I'm worried about Ayuk with this Baltimore matchup, but we'll see what happens.
And then Dak Prescott or Lamar Jackson?
Oh.
Right now it's Dak, but if both linemen are out, I go Lamar.
Yeah. I think I'm playing Lamar.
This one is from Cancel. Adam needs some milk is the subject line.
What does that mean?
Because I'm always sick.
The milk is going to help you get unsick.
It does a body good, you know? Dear Samwise, Frodo, Merry, and Pippin.
Lord of the Rings. I hear Frodo. I'm just immediately going to think Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm getting these injury updates here distracting me.
Okay.
I have Bijan, Gibbs, Pacheco, Achan, and Taylor. I can only start two. Bijan, Gibbs, Pacheco, Achan, Taylor.
Cool.
Gibbs and Pacheco. No, I'm sorry. Gibbs and Taylor.
Yeah, I'm not going to bench Taylor for sure. So Taylor, it's between Gibbs and Pacheco for me as well. I'll go Gibbs as well.
And then the Texans practice report, CJ Stroud, Will Anderson, and Blake Cashman are all out.
Yeah. Wow. I am so confused why that line's sitting at 2.5 still. Makes no sense to me. Vegas zone.
Aaron Jones or Jerick McKinnon as my RB2?
Jones.
Yeah.
Hockenson or Laporta?
Laporta, even though it's a revenge game.
Laporta as well for me.
Mixon or Pollard, PPR? This is from Redax.
Pollard for me.
Mixon.
Jeremy, I'd also go Mixon to break the tie, which makes me feel sick. Jeremy from Richwood, New Jersey. Dear Walt, Earl, Mark, and Stefan. I think Jamie has a better chance of getting this than Dan, which is sad. Walt, Earl, Mark, and Stefan. I'll tell you.
These are New York Knicks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Walt, Clyde Frazier, Earl DePro Monroe, Stefan Marbury, and I'm blanking on Mark.
Jamie will get it. They're point guards.
Oh, Mark. Why am I blanking?
Was Earl Monroe a point guard? Mark Jackson. I don't know if Earl Monroe.
Mark Jackson. Yeah. And also, by the way, disgusted by you. I think Jamie will get just better than Nan. No. Okay. I know my history, Adam. I'm not a huge Knicks fan. I wouldn't even really consider myself a fan by
any
means.
You're a fake Knicks fan.
What?
You're a fake Knicks fan.
I like to be referred to as a front running Knicks fan. That's different. Or a fair weather Knicks fan, so not fake.
Oh, shit. Hey. Don't you dare say that. Are you kidding?
Adam does like to overrate his true fanhood in a lot of ways.
Knicks?
Yeah.
You have no
Knicks,
idea.
Miami. You always like fake, like, oh, I'm watching Miami basketball tonight, but you're not really like, you only follow some of Miami games.
What are you talking about?
The Yankees
stream,
is a great example.
I stream
of where
Miami
your
baseball
fanhood
games.
Really shines.
Oh, get at it. You are absolutely wrong. Wow.
You'll see it, guys. Just listen in. There's little breadcrumbs and little Easter eggs of Adam's fake fanhood.
Yeah, of course, I can name the starting five for the Knicks. Want me to do it?
Okay, something big happened with the Knicks yesterday.
I know Mitchell Robinson's out for the season. Are you kidding? Get out of here. I stayed up watching the Knicks Lakers game until all hours down the West Coast. Real fans watch the West Coast trips. I watched the West Coast trips.
You also stayed up to watch a movie that's been out for 20 years, so that doesn't really say anything.
Half PPR, sit one, Amari Cooper or Ken Walker? Or start one, I guess.
Well, is Walker going to definitely play?
Don't know.
That's the question.
Otherwise, you have some editing to do.
What'd you say? Yeah, I know.
Otherwise, you have some.
I know exactly. What was his latest status? I thought he missed the last practice. Ken Walker. I'm trying to look it up.
Yes,
right now.
He did. He missed two practices. Okay. All right. If he plays, Amari Cooper or Ken Walker, half PPR.
Walker.
If he plays, Walker for
start,
sure.
Start Walker. This is a confusing question because
Walker's touchdown run against the Eagles was one of the best individual runs I've seen by any running back this season.
I haven't seen any indication that he's not playing though. So.
Yeah, this guy asked sit one and it had Puka Nacua in there. That's why the question was a little wonky. The other question was non-PPR pick two, Ken Walker, David Montgomery, Bijan Robinson.
I'm sending Bijan.
Walker, Montgomery, Bijan. Yeah, I'm sending Bijan too. Last week was bad. And it's not just Bijan. It's that Falcons offensive line. We talked about them beyond the box score, Adam. They can't execute the way they did last year or anywhere close. And all the concepts that Arthur Smith created in the run game last year came up with have been adjusted to on tape now, in my mind at least. So we'll see what happens there.
All right. Next question is from Bartender Rudy. Do I start Jake Ferguson, Rudy, Tajay Spears, Jonathan Mingo? All right. We need two here. Jake Ferguson, Tajay Spears, Mingo, Chase Brown, or Tyler Algier. I'm starting Bijan.
Everybody's got such easy decisions to make at this time of year.
Who said that? Me?
You earlier today.
Well, I said the exact opposite of that.
I'm sorry. You said tough calls with a start player.
Well, Ferguson for sure. And then who's the second guy?
Tajay.
I want to, yeah. I was thinking, do I want to go Chase Brown and have some fun with this? But no, I think you have to.
Oh, you can go Chase Brown.
Right.
I didn't hear Maybe. Chase Brown. You can go Chase Brown.
Yeah. All right. So let's go Brown and Ferguson.
All right. Next one is from Matt. Dear Eric, Marshall, Steven, and Todd.
No idea.
Who do you think the Marshall is?
Marshall Faulk.
Okay, so that should Eric, Marshall Faulk, Steven.
Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson, Todd Gurley, Marshall Faulk, Rams running backs, and Eric Dickerson. Let's go.
I have Gibbs and Montgomery, but I don't really want to play both of them against the Vikings. I'm going to try to trust Bijan this week, but should I play Ty Chandler over David Montgomery if Madison doesn't play?
So I have a very similar decision where I have both Bijan. I'm sorry, where I have both Gibbs and Montgomery and Chandler. And the only thing I'm waiting out is I also have Jaden Reed as a flex, so I may have to play all three of those guys. But if it just comes down to the three running backs, I will probably sit Montgomery for Chandler just to split it up.
I like that. I think even in a vacuum, if you don't have both, I don't think it's that bad of a play to go Chandler over Montgomery if Madison doesn't play. Chandler's usage last week was phenomenal. It was top 10 slate type of running back usage. Maybe the matchup isn't as good. I can get behind that, but the usage is great. So I'm fine going Chandler.
My mostly rookie team, which does have Montgomery on it, but my mostly rookie team that I took over, the dynasty team, I'm the 4 seed playing the 1 seed, and Puka got me off to a big and Haversack might upset the 1 seed. Could be very fun. If I won this, the guy whose team I took over, my buddy said, he told him, he's like, you couldn't make the playoffs for 3 straight years. He cut your entire team, and now he got the 4 seed.
Wait, he cut? What happened?
I took over a 10-team dynasty league,
okay,
which was the last place team, and I cut the entire roster except for like five players.
This year. And wow, so, you're in the playoffs after doing that?
Well, this is how it worked out, though. And I made really one awful draft pick, but okay. I ended up trading Tyler Lockett and Najee Harris for the 2 pick prior to the season. So I started with Bijan and Gibbs, and then drafted Tank Dell and CJ Stroud, and ended up making a trade for Rashee Rice, picked up Puka Nacua. You know, so just it's been heavy rookie. I had David Montgomery as one of the guys I kept. But the worst pick that I had was my 3rd pick, which was first pick of round 2. I took Sky Moore instead of Laporta, like an idiot.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in dynasty leagues. You just never know.
Yeah.
All right, listen, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to rapid fire through these Apple Podcast questions. We have a lot of questions to get to here, helping people set their lineups for the semifinals. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
All right, this comes from Medic Nick. Which quarterback would you start, Baker Mayfield or Gardner Minshew?
I would go Baker.
Yep.
From WB43, pick two in half PPR, Breece Hall, Noah Brown, Zeke.
Breece and Zeke, as long as Ramondre doesn't play. If Ramondre plays, I'd probably go Breece and Noah Brown.
Yeah, but Ramondre's missed practice both days so far.
Yep.
From Danny Mack, start one in standard scoring. Gabe Davis, Brian Robinson, who we don't think is going to play. So Gabe Davis, Beckham, JSN, or Rashid Shaheed. And I would personally go with Shaheed.
Yeah, I would go with Shaheed too if we could go back in time. But there's a lot of things I would do better in my life if I could go back in time. But I'll go Gabe Davis. Oh, no, I'm start one. I'll go OBJ.
I'd go Beckham too. What's one thing you would change, Dan?
Oh, it's a laundry list. There's not, it can't be limited.
Give us one. You got a laundry list. Should be one.
And let's save this for
too
another
personal.
Podcast.
Too personal.
You wouldn't leave the stick in the burger.
Yeah, that would be the first thing in front of Jamie, at least. I would still do it in my normal life where no one, I don't have to worry about people. But
people are wondering what kind of a student you were. And one person says, Dan's pencils were perfect. Quote, look at the tip. So sharp. Great eraser. My penmanship, probably the best in the class.
Sounds very accurate.
That's an incredibly accurate description of something I might say outside of all the me taking class seriously and taking school seriously parts.
Travis in Omaha, choose a quarterback. Tua, Baker, or Kyler?
Baker for me.
I know, it's Baker. I just got to go with the matchup there. It's Baker. I don't really want to bench Tua, but he's been bad.
Are you guys on the? Are you both going to be on the mailbag next week? Our last one.
Yes.
All right. So let's do it. I'm going to take Tua, and you guys can take Mayfield, and we'll do a bet.
Okay.
All right. I don't know
what is going to be.
I have no idea.
Shave your eyebrows.
No, it's a medium bet. So if I win the bet, you have to watch. You have to watch a movie that I tell you to watch, Dan.
Okay.
And if you win, then I'll watch one episode of whatever show you want.
With the idea in mind that if you do enjoy it, you'd get into it.
Yeah. Two episodes. And you're going to have to watch Braveheart. So,
okay. I want to see Braveheart. And there's a lot of movies I'm embarrassed I haven't seen, Braveheart being one of them. And whenever there's a conversation that's brought up with friends or whatever, I'm like, oh, I can't even enjoy this. I can't even take part in it. I don't know anything about the movie. So I do appreciate that, Adam, because somebody made a joke the other day about Christmasification, and I was like, oh, yeah, I know what to say in that. Like, yeah, I get that, Clark Griswold. So this is helping me become more cultured, so I do appreciate it.
It's cultured, yes, that's the word. let's see, from long time, first time. Oh, how appropriate. Dear Clark, Ellen, Russ, and Audrey.
Well, there we go. Christmasification characters.
Pick two.
National Lampoon's characters.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Pick two running backs in PPR, David Montgomery, James Conner, Bijan Robinson.
Not Conner for me.
Yeah. Even though I don't trust Bijan, I will do what Jamie said there because it is correct. I can't play James Conner. I trust him even less.
From Josh, I have running back issues. I'm obviously starting Saquon, but I'm torn between Warren, Walker, or Chandler.
I might go Walker and Chandler and no Saquon.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I don't think I'd do it. I think I'd go Walker and Saquon, but definitely Walker and Chandler is tempting.
I think I'm leaning Walker and Chandler too.
I'm going Walker and Chandler. Saquon came off the field on some third downs last week for the first time. I think they're winding him down in a lost season.
They're tanking.
I would, if they were tanking, they wouldn't have won that stupid Patriots game or that stupid Washington game where they had six turnovers. They're not tanking. They should have the second or third pick right now, but as a Giants fan, you don't get nice things. You just have to stay in this quarterback purgatory.
Well, maybe not you. I mean, I'm a diehard Giants fan. I'm not one of those front runners like you. Pick a running back two and a flex.
Who is the bigger Giants fan of the
team? Oh, it's Dan.
That's not unquestionable.
It's Dan. And it's actually, I am so impressed because I always thought, like, wow, I'm one of the biggest Giants fans I know. The second I met Dan, it was another level. I mean,
don't be impressed with this. It's more of like a sick obsession that I shouldn't be praised for, but I do appreciate you trying to make me feel good about it.
And not just you, but all your friends and people I met at the tailgate.
Yeah.
And that's the thing
I
about
anybody at the tailgate. They just blew you off.
No, the first tailgate a year ago when Dan wasn't a total jerk to me and then abandoned me. Like, as a Giants fan growing up in South Florida, you don't understand what it's like to be a Giants fan in New York or New Jersey, where it's embedded in you. It's a family thing. It's passed down from generations.
Yes.
And it's not, I mean, it's kind of like that with the Dolphins, but it's not the same. It's really like
my grandpa had season tickets. Yeah, it's amazing. My uncles have season tickets. It's the best.
It's amazing how much.
Well,
people
it's
love
not the best. It's actually the worst. It's They've the been worst. For 10 straight years.
Well, but. Be a Jets fan. Try that. All right. Pick an RB2 and a flex here. Taylor, Singletary, Saquon, and Higgins.
Taylor's an easy one.
Taylor and Higgins for me, I think it would go.
Yep.
Boy, we're getting really low on Saquon now.
We are. I don't really see.
Well, I mean, it's not like T. Higgins is bad.
Well, he might be, though, with Porter on him.
As opposed to the entire Eagle defense on Saquon.
Their defense is bad, though, and their run defense hasn't even been good lately. But all right, fine.
Yeah,
but
The NFL finally fined the Falcons for the Bijan Robinson situation.
Yes, and I saw the notification on my phone, and it said Arthur Smith was fined, and I totally thought it said Arthur Smith was fired.
No, that'll happen at the end of the year.
All right, last one here is from CBF7515. I listen to you guys driving, working, and working out. Working out for you Adam Sandler fans. My 6-year-old.
They're going to say something that you've never done.
My 6-year-old twin boy's favorite shows are the ones with the game shows. Hold on one second here. I got to cue something up. They cannot stop laughing after someone gets buzzed and they get a question wrong. Yeah, for them. I told my boys that this year all my winnings would go to buying Legos for us to build together. The other day when I made the playoffs, I told them the prize money for first through fourth. They responded by saying I should just get first because, quote, that is a lot of money and we could get so many Legos. So the pressure's on. Half PBR, pick one. Warren, McLaurin, or Gibson. Warren, McLaurin, or Gibson.
I'll take Warren.
One pick. Yeah, I got to go Warren as well.
Okay, not Gibson. All right.
No, I was thinking about Gibson, and I looked at last week Gibson. It wasn't didn't get me excited about what it could be, even with Brian Robinson expected out again.
And I am the Trevor Lawrence manager. If he can't go, should I play Howell, Beathard, or Heinicke?
Those are your best bets.
Two quarterback.
Kind of want to say I think I'd go Beathard.
I would go Heinicke.
All right. I was between Heinicke and Beathard. I'll say that. Not Howell versus the Jets. That's for sure. With the potential to get benched again in game. I don't think my reason I said Beathard is because I don't think it would happen again. But we did have a game this season already where Heinicke started and was benched in game.
He got hurt. So, he got hurt.
He did get hurt. I'm sorry. It was the opposite with Ridder, who they didn't bring back into the game.
But he played poorly enough where he got benched after the game. So
yeah, I need volume if I'm gonna play a quarterback. I know I'm getting it with Beathard, and I'm getting a pretty good matchup too. So I think I would stick with Beathard.
Ready for the fantasy cops? Here we go. This is from Chris. Chris was the commish for the last 10 years. I wanted out. I didn't want to deal with people anymore.
I feel that so much, Chris.
I ruled with an iron fist and always did what was best for the league, says you. Only 4 people make it to the playoffs. So it's a very competitive league, and the winner gets a good chunk of money. Okay, anyway, here's the thing. And there's a trophy, too. My best friend took over as the commish. He made a rule book and everything. It was awesome. But he left out one important detail in his little rule book. There was a rule that the number one seed gets to pick the opponent. No one has ever wavered from facing the number 4 seed because they thought it would make the fantasy football gods upset. The new commissioner never put this rule in the rule book. So when he gave the option to the number 1 seed, the crybaby of the league, the number 2 seed, went off and complained that it shouldn't be allowed since it's not in the rule book. I am the number 3 seed, and the number 1 seed picked to play me. Well, number 1 seed, by the way, is a girl. So she picked to play me. That's important, is those pronouns and stuff. I actually didn't mind that he allowed this since it was a rule, and I would love to take out the number 1 seed. The number 2 seed was pissed because he didn't want to play the number 4 seed because the number 4 seed has been on fire. Now, here comes the part that made me, the number 3 seed, upset. Not only did the new commish allow her to pick her opponent, but he gave her until Wednesday at 4 p.m. to do so after waivers have run. In my opinion, this is out of control and made things nearly impossible for everyone else. How on earth are the number 2, 3, and 4 seeds supposed to block players from their opponents if no one knows who they're playing? So the number 1 seed knew who she was going to pick, and she blocked me from adding wide receivers because I had Chase. I told the new commish when he made this new rule, and he told me not to worry about it. No way is she going to pick me. She will always pick the number 4 seed like everyone else does. But she didn't. She picked me, the number 3 seed. Then the commish says, well, do better next time and get the number 1 seed. Now the number 2 seed and myself started complaining. And the commissioner says, quote, it's just the game and not to take things so serious, end quote. That pisses me off even more. He knows he was wrong and he screwed up and won't admit it. If the loser commish actually made the playoffs, I know he wouldn't have done this, but he didn't, and he sucks at fantasy football. This is, remember, this is his best friend he's talking about, by the way.
This is so good, by the way.
This is totally unfair, correct? The number 1, 3, and 4 still had Fab, and only the number 1 seed used it since she was the only one who knew she was playing. I would love your opinion, and I'm on edge of taking back the commish powers and kicking this chump out of the league. He's currently my best friend. At the very least, I feel like he should have to apologize to the league for sucking.
Can I first start by saying this to me, at least, and I don't, you guys can judge it any way you choose to. This is the most entertaining one of these submissions we've ever had. So I applaud you for this. That was wildly entertaining in so many ways. It was a roller coaster of emotions. I feel like, I don't know if you guys have seen this episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, but it reminds me of the episode where Larry David steals flowers from Funkhauser's dead mom's roadside memorial. No. Funkhauser comes into the house. He smells the flowers. He realizes and comes to the realization that Larry stole the flowers, and he said, Larry, if you weren't my best friend, I would rip your head off right now. And Larry immediately reacts by going, he's not my best friend. And that's kind of how I feel this guy would react right now. The guy he's talking about in this email, if this guy kept calling him his best friend, but he's just trashing him throughout the email. This is one of the most unhinged leagues I've ever heard of. I love the lack of I guess I could say rationalization that people are playing with. There's people are crybabies. People are this, people are that. It's excellent. I think the rule is in place, but it has to be in the rule book. If you're going to be a rule book league, and I know a lot of rule book leagues, you got to go straight by the rules because it's the thing that everybody has access to. It's the fairest way to go about it. With that said, I think if you're going to have this rule, it has to be before waivers because of what is outlined in this email. Like, you have to give everybody the fair chance to play this strategically and block who they need to block or respond to the blocks the way they need to. So if you're going to do this, make them pick by Monday, I would say, or Tuesday morning.
I completely agree. I'll think of my favorite Funkhauser moment. It was,
there's so many. What's your favorite Funkhauser moment?
I you know what? I can't even bring it up. Like, it's just,
oh no, why not?
Because it was so dirty. Oh.
Is it the Palestinian chicken episode?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
The best line.
I literally just saw that clip.
Oh, my God. What a line.
So hilarious.
Anyway, Jamie, you agree with Dan?
Yeah, I think so. If you're going to go by having a rule book, you got to follow what's in the rule book.
Yeah, you could have just said, okay, I forgot to put it in the rule book, so next year we'll implement it. This year, the one plays the four. That's what you should have done. But you messed up even bigger, former best friend.
The waivers.
By doing it with Wednesday deadline. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, this one is from Dave. And he says, dear, the trash, people who cross Tony Soprano, and sticks in burgers.
The trash? People, sticks and burgers is me.
So it's the people, things that are to be taken out. I have a.
Take out Tony Soprano.
No,
guys, I just gotta say, you'd be surprised at how many people have reached out to me on Twitter with pictures to go along with it of them with a sloppy looking sandwich with a lot of toppings, all things, and the stick in the sandwich. Because guess what? Mm-hmm. It keeps the sandwich together.
Yes,
it keeps you around.
So do your hands.
So, and you said sandwich.
Your hands dirty by putting back together a sandwich.
You didn't say burger.
Why get to that point in the first place?
They're showing you pictures of sandwiches, not burgers. It's a huge difference. The burger itself, the patty is totally together.
A burger is a sandwich when you put a million toppings on it.
Okay. Hypothetical fantasy cop situation that kind of happened in one of my leagues. It's Saturday morning and your opponent's quarterback just surprisingly got ruled out of Sunday's game. The only other quarterback on his roster is on bye. If it's a league with a 2-day waiver period for dropped players, is it fair for, is it fair game for you to pick up a quarterback and then immediately drop him for another quarterback over and over and over again, subsequently putting all of the available quarterbacks on waivers? Scummy probably, but illegal?
It's a great question.
It's just scummy.
It's illegal. I would completely disallow it. Completely.
You know what?
That's not illegal.
It would be in my leagues.
But you have to have a rule for that then.
No, because you could. There are so many things that a fantasy manager could do, I think, that you're never going to actually put in the rule book because no one does it because it's obviously a disgusting thing to do. This is chief among them. You cannot do it. Absolutely not.
No, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but in terms of like, how are you punishing somebody for doing this?
I'm putting the quarterbacks right back in free agency pool.
There needs to be a period of time where if you add and drop a player, he doesn't go to waivers. He goes back to free agency. Like, he needs to be on a roster for X amount of hours, and then that's when they go back to waivers when they're cut. And I think some sites do that I've seen. So I think it's a good thing that maybe can be baked into all of games moving forward, because it is stupid to be able to just add a player, drop in the waivers, add a player, drop in the waivers. Add him. Now, I personally think, because something is the opposite. Let's say you have a lot of bench space, right? And it's the finals weekend. This isn't the semifinals, and you don't need any of these guys on your bench or whatever it may be. I don't mind the people who then add like four backup quarterbacks to their bench and play it like that. The difference is with the waivers, with the drop add to waivers, you're making it so no one can add those players, and you're not taking up the roster space. You're not wasting your own backup roster space. And that's what you lose there. You lose the roster bench spot or whatever it may be. I know it's the finals weekend. That's part of the strategy. But you think that's the same thing? To me, it's less scummy. And in my mind, I'm not even sure it is scummy.
I don't know how it's different. You're hoarding quarterbacks from your opponent, but you're taking all of them.
But at least you're wasting roster space.
I'll tell you why. Yes, because you had to drop players from your roster to do it.
Right.
Unlike, I added this player and I just dropped him. And then I added this player and I dropped him. So in that scenario where you're just continuing to add drop, you only dropped one person from your original roster. In the other scenario where you picked up five quarterbacks, you had to drop five other guys and put them and make them available to the league. So I'm fine with that. It's the using the waiver wire.
When you say available to the league, it's one versus one.
Fine. You made them available to the one player. That's fine. But, you know, nobody would do it. Nobody that I know would do that. We pick up a player, drop him. Pick up another player, drop him, just to put them on waivers and screw someone. No, that's the wrong thing to do. In fact, when I was playing Jalen Hurts last week against Jalen Hurts, I picked up Mariota, and the next day I was thinking about dropping Mariota for anyone who could have been a super flex in that league. So like a Quez Watkins or something, but I didn't do it. I don't even know if he was available, but,
out of what morals, a moral compass, a sense of a moral compass. You didn't do it.
Well, yeah, because that's pretty much the same. Actually. No, I don't think that's why I didn't.
I don't know if you're held to that. I don't think that's the same
thing. But isn't that the same thing? I picking up Mariota and then putting him right back on the waiver wire. A day later.
It is basically. Like I said, there needs to be some period of time. I feel like after a certain period of time, it's okay.
Yeah, but the whole point of adding and dropping a bunch of players just to screw your opponent. No, you can't do that. All right. That's it for the Fantasy Cops. We're going to take a break. We got emails and your YouTube comments after this.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Emails time. All right, this is from the Hounds. Subject line, QB stretched like a Dan Schneier t-shirt.
Of course. Keep it coming.
Pick the quarterback here, Flacco or Nick Mullins?
Flacco.
Mitch, that was bad. I tried to do it. I tried to do a Baltimore accent. Instead, I did a Minnesota accent, which is disappointing with the O. Wow. Apple. That's my Minnesota accent. Or that's actually like a Chicago Midwest accent when you say Apple. You know how they ever hear them say the word Apple?
You watch Scott Hansen on Red Zone?
What? He does the Apple?
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
I love Scott Hansen.
It's my favorite. But Apple. Yeah. Not Apple. Don't drag that A. It's an ass sound. Yeah. Please.
No, this is your very good Pacific Northwest accent you've got.
No, this is me in my elite code mode.
All right. The other question was pick two of these guys in PPR. Cortland Sutton, Deontay Johnson, Calvin Ridley, Noah Brown, and Sam Laporta.
Laporta, because I love him.
Read him again.
Actually, there's some decent options here, but I'll go Laporta and Ridley if Lawrence plays.
Laporta, Ridley, Sutton, Deontay Johnson, Noah Brown.
I agree with Daniel.
From Chris.
Oh, by the way, he said in the end of the email, he shouted out an RIP. Yeah. Adam, do you know? I may have had the show. I might have a show. If you watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No, I'm a Brooklyn Nine-Nine guy.
Okay. Because that would have been easy.
RIP Andre Brower. Is that how you pronounce it? Brower?
I think so. I met him once at a Montclair Starbucks. Nice guy.
Oh, so sad. Very sad.
Yeah.
The best character in the show.
By far the best character. Captain Holt's one of the funniest characters in sitcom history, I think.
Yeah, he really is.
He's that good. His humor is that good.
Palmer, Jaylen Warren, or Dontavian Wicks from Chris?
Ooh.
Wicks if the other Packers are out. And Warren if they're in.
I scooped up Wicks and I was thinking the same thing. But then I saw that he's also dealing with some kind of ailment.
He's got an ankle injury, but I think it's been more of a long-term thing than a...
Okay. If he's fine, I'll go Wicks. I think this week, maybe I saw a quote. Did I see a quote with... I know it's just coach speak. Did I see LaFleur talking about shades of Davante Adams, or was that some recycled?
Yes, but he also did that with...
he did that with Dobbs, didn't he?
With Dobbs at the owners' meetings last year.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just compare every receiver that walks through the door to Davante Adams. Absurd.
All right, here's a question from Jeff in South Jersey.
Maybe don't trade Davante Adams.
Yeah, maybe.
Jeff says, hey, Jamie Lee, Beverly, Catherine, and Rita.
No shot.
Cannot figure this out.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sure.
And then Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Rita Moreno. I don't know. What's the connection?
What's the connection? Yeah.
I'm in a 35. That was a really weird way you said it. What's the connection? I'm in a 35-point Puka Nacua-sized hole. I saw some stats that suggest that Amon-Ra St. Brown tends to perform poorly against the style of defense the Vikings are running. Should I sit Amon-Ra St. Brown for Zeke?
No.
I don't think Zeke is digging you out of a Puka Nacua-sized hole by comparison to Amon-Ra St. Brown doing it.
Yeah.
So no.
But would you sit Breece Hall for Zeke?
No, I think Breece Hall's ceiling is much higher against the Commanders.
I guess the matchup makes it so good. Okay, I'm with Jamie on that. Because if it's no Ramondre, it makes me feel like Zeke has a better chance for volume, but you're in a huge hole.
No one's taking volume away from Breece.
Yeah, that's true too. I just don't think that offense moves the ball that well, but you're in a big hole. I'll go Breece.
Trey from Arlington. Needs 3.5 PPR. Jonathan Taylor, Bijan, Breece, and Mostert.
Mostert, Taylor, lock those two in, and then Breece.
Yep.
I'm going Bijan over Breece.
Okay.
Let's make another bet.
All right. Bijan versus Breece and Lawrence versus Mayfield. I'm going to forget this.
That's half the fun.
I'm going to send an email to you guys. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you guys will do the other one. Adam and I, you and Britt Dan will do the Tua Baker one for your TV show.
No, you and I will do Lawrence Baker, right? Or is it Tua Baker?
It's no, Tua Baker.
Oh, Tua Baker. Tua Baker. Okay.
Was it Tua Baker?
All right. You and I will do.
I think it was Tua Baker.
Loser has to put a picture of the other person behind them for the month of January.
Okay. I love it. And this bet is what? Breece Hall versus Bijan?
Yes. Okay. They have to both stay healthy, though.
Okay. Okay. Breece Hall versus Bijan. I hope one of them plays, like, gets hurt in like the fourth quarter, and then we can fantasy cops it. Jamie versus
they have
Adam
to play into the fourth quarter.
I mean, that the thing is this. The track record suggests that, like, if we're going to fantasy cops it, you're the one on the line, Adam. Like, do we remember what happened during Draftathon? Do I need to bring it back up where you were asked to shave a few lines in your
That's
head?
True.
So embarrassed you wouldn't do it.
That's not what happened when you stopped lying.
Does it unasked? Does it unasked? Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what happened. Instead, what happened is your wife had an important call, and I wish
she was on
not watching or listening. Hear the air quotes that I'm using when I say important call, because it was 9:45 at
yes,
night.
It was an important call. It was 100% legit.
Sure, it was. Sure. And so she didn't have anyone he could do it with. So that, but then the next day he shows back up on the show, no lines in his head. I don't know if her important call lasted 10-14 hours.
Still going. She actually hasn't gotten off the phone.
I don't know if she's ever.
I haven't spoken
to
her in 4 months. All right. Next question here is from Andrew. Pick one in PPR.
Every time Adam's around, she's on the phone.
She's on the call. It's another important call.
I once pretended to be on the phone when I was driving someone who was listening to this terrible song. And so I pretended to take a phone call just to not hear the song.
Wait, you need to clarify this. You're driving in a car.
I was driving my friends. It was in high school. And this
high
girl
school friends
in the back seat, we were listening to it. She wanted to, there was a song came on the radio and she wanted to hear it. So I didn't want to listen to it. So I pretended that my phone rang so I could turn the music off, and I pretended to be on the phone for the remainder of the drive.
Oh my God. That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
That is so lame. And just,
it was your car.
Yeah. I was driving. Yeah.
And you couldn't just say, I don't want to listen.
Wait, you were driving. What? This makes no sense. You were driving the car. So if you were pretending to take a call, it would have had to have been a Bluetooth call.
No,
like,
dude, this is the 2000.
So you picked up a cell phone in the car while driving?
Yeah, we used to do that. Yeah, back in the day, that was legal. Oh my God.
What do you mean legal? Who cares if it's legal or illegal? It was never a good idea.
Oh my,
regardless
dude,
of whether
everyone,
it was legal or illegal,
so
it was
is,
never a good idea to pick up a cell phone while you're driving and go on the phone.
This is really
so you
funny.
Up,
you, what you don't understand. No, what you don't understand is that in New York, in New Jersey, I guess, like that was never okay. In Florida, it wasn't until recently, somewhat recently, that you couldn't hold the phone to your ear while you were driving. And everyone used to do it all the time.
What?
Second nature, yeah. Right? All
used to
the
be
time.
Driving by people with hand
every
holding
second
hand on the wheel, one hand on the
of
phone.
Every day.
And based on the timing, this Zach, Adam might have had the Zach Morris phone.
No, I think I had like a little, maybe a BlackBerry at that point. I don't even remember. All right, sorry.
This is unbelievable.
In your own car,
in Florida.
In your own car, you didn't have control of your own radio.
It was
another
kind of,
question.
It was kind of a joke. I mean, like it was kind of a joke.
Wait, was she in on the joke?
No. I told.
Well, then it wasn't kind of a joke.
At the end of it, I was like,
a joke in your own head.
We pulled into the driveway, and I was like, "What? Have I been pretending to be on the phone this whole time so I didn't have to listen to that terrible song?" And then we all laughed about it. All right. Anyway, Andrew says, pick one in PPR: Devontae Smith, David Montgomery, or Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
I don't know if I know the matchup's amazing. I'm just trying to debate if I would bench out of the first two for Hall. I think given the Smith injury, lack of passing game for the Eagles, the fact that I don't think they're going to have to pass a lot, I'm okay going Hall,
Look
even over Montgomery.
Hair, the worst hair day of my life.
You have a horrible hair day going on, and you're acting like this is something you can't control.
There's
a comb,
really.
There's a brush.
All right.
Put some product in your hair.
Product.
No, I'm not doing that, no. Two flex
I'm with you.
Spots.
I never product.
Two flex spots here, half PPR. Pacheco, Montgomery, Breece Hall, Bijan, and Taylor.
Pacheco.
One of the comments in the chat.
What is it?
Oh, Jesus.
Adam or me? Who's getting roasted, Adam or me?
No, it's very inappropriate. Pacheco, Montgomery, Breece Hall, Bijan, or Jonathan Taylor? Pick two.
Taylor.
Taylor.
And the check for me.
And Pacheco.
The okay. check. Blank check.
Oh, you probably loved that movie growing up.
I never saw a big blank check movie.
It just sounded cool,
but I obviously didn't see it.
I don't have a name on this one. I started off the season 0-6, but I didn't give up. Thanks to my friends at FFT, I finished the regular season with a 7-1 record, earned a playoff spot. So pick one, Javonte Williams, Parker Washington, or Jerome Ford?
Washington's interesting if Lawrence plays and Zay Jones is out, but I still can't trust it. So I probably would just go with Ford.
Ford for me.
Zay Jones is probably out. It's week to week, they called him. So
yeah. Can we talk about who wrote this? Hello, Naruto, Goku, and Luffy or Luffy. Do you know what that is?
No. Do you?
I think it's anime characters. I think Goku is a Dragon Ball Z. And I think I've heard the word Naruto before. But I was a horrible brother. It just reminds me how bad of a brother I was back in the day. My brother used to watch Dragon Ball Z and I would make fun of him for it. That's not right. You shouldn't make fun of people for what they watch or what they choose to do. But for some reason, I found the show to be weird when they would do like the zoom ins and the guys were like,
yeah, yeah. Just... I never got into that stuff. From Garrett, I need a running back and a flex. Breece Hall, DeAndre Swift, Jonathan Taylor. Okay, there's the running back. I need a flex. Breece Hall, DeAndre Swift, Hopkins, Garrett Wilson, Chris Godwin.
Hall.
Yeah.
Here's one from Teresa in Punta Cana. She voted
for us.
He
needed a running back and a flex. Yeah, so Taylor. Hall and Taylor.
Taylor.
Hall and Jonathan Taylor.
Greetings from Punta Cana. I voted for FFT in the Sports Podcast Awards. Bring it home.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson or Jerome Ford? Half PPR.
Half PPR.
Deontay for me.
Deontay as well.
From
Touchdown
Steve.
Every week, but
I voted for you guys. And let's go real fast. I voted for you guys in the Sports Podcast Award. Thank you. Godwin, Boyd, JSN in PPR. Pick one.
Godwin.
Yeah, got to go Godwin.
And would you flex Laporta over, because start McBride, would you flex Laporta over Warren, Achan, or Eckler?
Yes. The question is over which one. For me, it's Warren or Eckler. Can't believe I'm even thinking about it, but I might flex him over Eckler.
I would definitely do it over Eckler for me between Achan and
okay.
No, I would flex Achan.
Yeah, I'm definitely not losing Achan. Is that
I think you only pick one.
You pick one of these guys.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I guess
no. You only pick one. Warren, Achan, Eckler, okay. Or Laporta.
Laporta. I'm gonna go Achan.
I'm gonna go Laporta.
Luke in Nebraska, PPR, pick three. Montgomery, Swift, Pacheco.
Wait, sorry, can I back that up? I just read this the wrong way. It was full PPR, so I actually would go Laporta full PPR confidently.
Right, Luke says pick three in full PPR. Montgomery, Swift, Pacheco, Hopkins.
Pacheco, Montgomery, Hopkins for me.
Pacheco, Montgomery, Hopkins, yeah.
From Robert, full PPR, Thielen or Jerome Ford?
Thielen.
Yeah, full PPR, Thielen it.
And you should start Eckler over Khalil Herbert. And we're going to take... Oh, wait, did we take our second break? Yes, we did, right?
Ooh,
yeah, we did.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so only two breaks. Let's go to our YouTube comments.
Bang.
Here's one from Joshua. Adam is greater than Dan, but Jamie is number one.
Nah, thanks, Josh.
Yeah, thanks.
Go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
Take the day off.
With Keenan Allen out, I'm starting Chris Godwin. Who should I use?
I'm boycotting this answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, me too. Who should I use as flex? Mission accomplished for Josh, right? Zeke, Jaden Reed, or Charbonnet if Walker's out?
Charbonnet if Walker's out. Otherwise, Zeke.
Yeah, I take it back. I'm still going to answer. And it's exactly that. You play Charbonnet for the volume, but Zeke otherwise.
Yeah, we all could have answered that. Bears or Denver DST?
Denver for me.
Denver.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Dan and I have the same opinion as Jamie. This is from Universe. I have Bijan.
What happened?
You froze at the wrong time.
Did Adam just freeze there? What was that?
What happened?
That was so creepy.
What happened?
You said exactly this. Look at that. Made your head tilt and you froze.
In a weird way and then froze like this. This is how you looked. Yeah, that's exactly that.
I have Bijan, Elliott, Connor, and Hubbard. I need two.
The first two.
Yeah, especially if it looks like Ramondre is definitely out. So first two.
I have no context for this one here, but it says The Walking Dead.
Oh, one of the most overrated shows in television history. Quite literally, one of the worst shows ever. To me, one of the just a disaster of a show. So it starts off amazing first season. I'm completely hooked. I love it. It's great. What a premise. You have one of the best premises you can have for people like me who love like post-apocalyptic stuff, things like that. Done well. Then it just drags and drags. And then we start to see recycled storylines. Like, it's just the same thing over and over. One of the group members gets kidnapped. Now we find him. We spend six episode arc trying to find the kidnap. The last episode I ever watched and was the breaking point for me was when Carol was in the middle of Atlanta and she got kidnapped, or the daughter or whatever got kidnapped. They're just recycling the same storyline for the fifth or sixth time. Just one of the worst executions of a great premise in the history of television, I would say. The Walking Dead, yes.
I knew that would get some response. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's a hot topic for me.
This is from Jeff Lee. I do know brothers, Jeff and Lee, but I don't think this is the same people. Half PPR. We have to pick five of these players. Okay. Ugh. Who are the easy ones? The easy ones would be Ty Chandler.
Yes.
And Ridley.
Yep.
For me, yes.
All right. I'm so then pick three of the of these.
Addison's easy too.
Spear, okay, Addison's easy for Jamie. Spears, yeah, Flowers, Pickens, Warren, Chase Brown. Pick two.
I think you go with Flowers, even though he's coming off a bad game, but still, he's better than even versus the Niners. Running back here. And I would go Warren over the other two backs.
Jamie nailed it. I don't think you can even consider George Pickens at this point.
Well, you can if you're a defensive back trying to make a tackle.
Yeah.
Full PPR, pick three. Zeke, Montgomery, Ty Chandler, Bijan, Chase Brown.
Zeke, Bijan, and Chandler.
I'll go Chandler, Monty, and Zeke.
Laporta, Njoku, Mostert, sit one.
Oof. Njoku.
Yeah.
Dan tucks his hands behind his arms. For family Christmas photos.
The joke's on you, Nicolas Cage. I don't get to celebrate Christmas.
Dak or Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Yeah, I agree.
Mahomes, Raiders. He usually tears them up.
To the most extraordinary, handsome, smart, athletic, and overall number one fantasy podcast host in all the land, start three.
Were they just going over the opposites of what everyone is on here? Handsome, smart, athletic.
I'll take athletic. No, I'll be no, the athletic one.
I'm taking none of those.
I'll take overall number one. Zeke, Chandler, Chuba Hubbard.
I don't know if you get overall number one.
Swift and Eckler. Zeke, Chandler, Chuba, Swift, Eckler, pick three in half PPR.
The first three.
Chandler for sure for me. Yeah, it's the first three. I don't want to start Eckler. I don't want to start Swift.
Someone's talking about Benihana. God, I love Benihana. I love Hibachi.
Benihana is great. Hibachi's just...
I did Hibachi last night. It was good.
Nice.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice. Was there a TV, I hope?
No, it was before the game.
Oh. Big news. Michael Pittman has cleared the concussion protocol.
Pittman.
Yeah.
Why does your fantasy life go through before mine does?
I do... where is it? There it is. Pittman.
Hope you don't freeze on that again.
Barkley, Zeke, Montgomery, and Ford. Who are you sitting?
Ford. Jonathan Taylor, he looks good.
Okay, from Jibri. Adam will say you'll never get this right, but I need the help. Pick three, Pacheco, Jacobs, Chandler, Mostert, Pollard, Barkley. Yeah, you're never getting this right. Chandler, Pacheco, Jacobs, Chandler, Mostert, Pollard, Barkley, PPR.
Mostert and Pacheco are easy for me. If Jacobs plays, he would be no. I'll go Pollard third.
Chandler and Mostert are the locks here as well, and I don't think even if Jacobs plays,
you're saying Chandler's a lock over Pacheco?
Oh, sorry, Pacheco is also a lock. I got Pacheco, Chandler, Mostert, and I'm done there. I like Chandler over Jacobs. I like Chandler over Pollard and Barkley.
Yeah, I go Pollard over Chandler.
Pick two, Taylor Pollard, ETN.
I'm sending Pollard.
Yeah, that one for
me
sure.
Me too.
Magikarp 2114. Do you know what that is a reference to, Adam?
No.
You never played Pokemon as a kid?
I don't do Pokemon, no.
Ugh, you didn't have the joy and the pain of playing Pokemon Red or Pokemon Blue. Or you
of course he chose this one.
Thousands of hours into the game and then turned the game on your Game Boy and it said, your game is corrupt. You lost everything.
No, I never did that.
People have experienced that, myself included. And as a 9-year-old, 7-year-old kid, that leads to an immediate temper tantrum.
Yeah, it's bad.
Zach Moss, questionable.
Okay, last one. Jake Ferguson, Deontay Johnson, or Najee Harris? Pick one in PPR.
Deontay.
Deontay.
Look at this person's
kitchen
screen.
Toothbrush is the name.
Kitchen toothbrush.
Are you still brushing your teeth in the kitchen these days, Adam?
No. I don't really brush.
You've upgraded?
Yeah, I don't really brush my teeth anymore. I do not brush my teeth in the kitchen. Oh, Adam, sing us your favorite Christmas song. I won't sing it. I don't know. Well, I was listening to Lithium yesterday. And they played a song that I haven't heard in so long. It's the secret song on the album So Much for the Afterglow by Everclear. It's called I Will Be Hating You for Christmas. And it's actually really good. But other than that, my favorite Christmas song would be... Oh, I like... that's from Home... It's in Home Alone. It's like one of the classics. Oh, I like the... I'm... dreaming of a white. It's got the white Christmas.
Yeah,
but that version of it, I like that one. And I did
like
sing
the Trans Siberian whatever Christmas.
Oh yeah,
that one's epic.
That's a good one too. No, Lithium, not the Nirvana album, the radio station on Sirius, which is probably named after the Nirvana song. All right, see you everybody. Oh yeah, I agree with this.
He does. He reminds me of it's like the George Costanza thing in Seinfeld, but it's not. I don't think that's the reason. But he does.
Only Jamie reminds anybody if Costanza hears you.
I understand. Okay, but George Costanza used to look annoyed at work. That was his whole strategy. But Jamie, I think, is a tough read because the nicest, sweetest guy. But sometimes when I first joined the company, I always would think he was mad at me or he was annoyed with me too.
He was.
So I understand. I understand the feeling. But he might have actually.
He was. He was for sure. Not much has changed. All right, we're out of here. We'll talk to you Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. And please go vote for us, sportspodcastawards.com. See you later.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.